Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below. Because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Please! Please! Now!
Every time I go out on dates with these men, they always assume after the second or third date that, like, nothing's going to happen. They think that I'm too innocent or too prudish or something. And I'm not sure what's giving off that impression because, like, look at me. You can just throw me around. Look at me. You can just throw me around. Look.
Oh, shit.
You could just have your way with me.
Okay, obviously, this isn't a message to men who live in the real world. This is a message to internet beta boys who are going to get intrigued by this and want to go to her OF. This is all just an elaborate scheme. Well, it's not elaborate. Excuse me, I misspoke. This is all a basic bitch scheme to farm, you know, traffic to her OF page.
What do you expect from a true freak?
If I had to throw a number on it, I would say 85% of attractive women these days would rather be a paid slower than be the wholesome wife of a decent average man. Let's be very clear. Long Stick Rick and Long Rod Todd do not take this bitch out on dates. As cute as she may be, they know what she is. She don't make them guys date her.
I eat in my car because I'm an absolute psychopath. This car has been waiting for me for 10 minutes and I have an appointment at 7. It is 6:39. I'm paying for my time because you have to pay to park in the street. My meter is going, baby. And this car goes in and out, in and out, in and out.
What? Oh, no.
He doesn't roll down his window. And if he were to ask me a question, I'd be like, oh, like, I'm parked here. Like, I'm not moving anytime soon. Or hypothetically, he's just waiting. But.
Or, yeah, who knows? Maybe he's not thinking about you. I mean, to be fair, if your meter is not, you know, on expired and you want to just sit there for 15 minutes and you pay for 15 minutes, that's your prerogative.
You're goddamn right.
Why are you paying attention to this guy? He's probably, you know, really handsome or something. Because women don't pay attention to guys for any other reason. So she's really the one, you know, pressed about him. He's not pressed about her. He's living his life. Well, we could just look at you and probably guess that. It's all about you. The nails gave it away. The basic bitch blonde. That's the name of her hair dye. Basic bitch blonde. It all gave it away that you don't give a fuck about nobody but yourself. You would think such an attractive woman would have something better to do with her time, but nope, these airheads ain't up to much. Wasting time in a parking space talking to her phone about nothing. Talking to her audience. I'm sure she got 600,000 followers.
Ain't that a bitch?
Full of basic bitches and thirsty men. And this is how she chose to waste their time, as they swipe on the toilet.
I'm eating my sweet green, so we're gonna wait and see if he'll do it.
Here's the crazy thing. Maybe this guy is an a-hole, he's being a jerk or whatever, but modern women, they have this fire in their belly to, you know, fight against the patriarchy.
Subvert the patriarchy.
So she probably was about to move, but she saw some a-hole Chad, you know, rushing her, so she's like, I'm gonna prove a point. You know, I'm gonna pay him back for all the Chads who sprayed me down and laid me down and then got the hell out of Dodge. So I'm gonna make his day effed up.
They lay you down, they spray you down, but they don't stay around.
For every gorgeous man who left my mouth like this and then, you know, got the hell out of Dodge without even saying bye to me.
I was celibate for a year and a half while I was traveling the world and I fell into it accidentally, but I want to talk about my journey.
It actually would have been a lot easier for me to just suck a dick and shut the fuck up.
I think everybody should be celibate at least once in their life. I started traveling April of 22. I met my brother. I went to Greece and boy, was I the opposite of celibate. I had my legs cracked open like the doors to a museum. Come and look at this art.
Surprise! Surprise.
That's fucking disgusting. When you first saw this video, you thought, oh, she's cute, she's wholesome. Hell no. Well, maybe the belly sweater gave it away. Or maybe the fact that she's on this channel gave it away. But she does look wholesome. Look, ladies, being celibate at certain points of your life isn't going to erase all the men who've been in and out you. You know, you're not a good woman. You can't re-wholesome yourself. You can't re-purify yourself. You a nasty hoe for life. If you were ever a nasty hoe, you a nasty hoe for life.
You don't know that.
I think women think celibacy has superpowers or something. There's no such thing as a born-again virgin.
And after about 2.5 months in Europe, I flew to Canada to work there for a couple of months. About a month and a half in, I was like, ooh, getting dry. We're shifting from waterfall to desert. When I tell you, I didn't even realize that I wasn't getting any. I forgot it actually existed. And in the moment that I realized I had forgotten it existed, I started reflecting on my life a little. I looked around and I went, this kind of rocks. My life kind of top tier shit right now. And I realized removing sex from the equation was one of the contributing factors in my happiness.
Look, female empowerment is the reason you're not happy. You would be happy somewhere running around with some kids with the man you respect. The problem is, the type of man that most women respect are the type of men who are the least likely to sit them down in a house with some kids.
Okay, so if Chad Tyrone's ain't trying to marry that hoe, well, they was never really trying to from the beginning, but...
Men are inside of women's down their guys are literally into a girl's.
We'll return after these messages.
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams that won't be available to my basic subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete alpha Chad or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
Women think traveling the world and being strong and independent and partying and, you know, effing all these hot guys is gonna make them happy and fulfill them. And they're in for a rude fucking awakening. Another woman wasted.
So I decided to stay celibate through many obstacles. My God. Did have moments where I was like, is this worth it? Because Jesus Christ. Because I was in the most beautiful places in the world with the most beautiful people from around the world. And there were times where I thought, am I missing out? But I'll tell you why I stayed celibate. The first reason is while I was in Sydney and I was getting drunk all the time, I didn't have the best lifestyle. I realized that I was getting used often. That I would sleep with somebody and feel like I was giving a part of myself.
Yeah, you think?
Yes, this is what we've been trying to tell you. This is what, you know, all the toxic men have been trying to tell you on your page, I'm sure. It's what your dad tried to explain to you, I'm sure. Your brother tried to explain to you, I'm sure. But you wanted to fight it. I'm strong. I can do what I want. F the patriarchy. Sexual liberation. Your soul just get fucked out of you. Yes, you're being used. Why don't you get that concept? Why didn't you get that concept from the start of this disgusting, deplorable journey?
You never know. That's the point.
And here's the messed up part. Even though she's having this epiphany, there is no going back. You're ruined for life. You can't be more than, what, 24 max? And you're ruined for the rest of your fucking life. That is messed up.
That's a damn shame.
The best thing that can happen to a woman is a righteous man controls her. That's the best thing that can happen to a woman.
And never hear from them again. I felt like an instrument to their satisfaction and not like a real human being with a soul. And I didn't want to feel like an object anymore. Second reason is it allowed me room to grow and learn about myself as a human, which was the whole reason I traveled in the first place. And it allowed me to really go inwards and facilitate introspection without worrying about the male gaze.
Why do women have to get ran through to find themselves? That's why we always know what it means when she say, I just want to travel and find out who I am.
Right.
Their journey to, you know, self-enlightenment is paved with long slongs. You're not going to find yourself when you go travel and have fun. You're going to destroy yourself for any decent man who would have had you.
Absolutely.
And you're sealing your fate as someone who will be in therapy for a lifetime.
She's going to have issues for the rest of her life.
My therapist said that might have intimidated dudes.
I didn't realize how much the male gaze and me worrying about men's perception of me would actually impact my choices and my lifestyle and the way I dress and what I do.
So the conclusion that you have come to is men are trash and never do anything to make a man happy because you chose to live a slut's life. So now all men are bad and you shouldn't do anything for men ever again because you did that before and it got you used and your soul effed out of you. Even though 85% of men wouldn't have done that and they would have loved and cherished you. So now all men are bad, right?
Go yourself. That's how I feel.
I just watched a TikTok of this gorgeous girl go on her first date with this guy that she met off Hinge. And she seemed so excited. And then she came back to the car and she's like, well, that didn't go well. He was super hot, nice, blah, 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 successful. but he just talked at her the entire time. And I rest my case.
Yes, men who look like Greek gods are usually going to be full of themselves. What a big fucking shocker. Men who look like boy band heartthrobs aren't the most considerate. Wow, my mind is blown. Look, shallow people get shallow results. She's not going to learn her lesson, though. Super hot is the number one priority for women these days, and they're willing to keep hitting the wall and failing with super hot guys rather than, you know, have more realistic standards when it comes to looks. Nobody gets everything, so you women are going to have to choose. Either get a dude who's really hot with a nice body, but he has a personality, or get a dude who's not that hot and got a good personality. You got to trade off something. They really think they're going to find a guy who's super hot, tall, nice, get along with her family, is masculine but not too masculine, like dogs, like cats, knows how to hike good. They think they're going to get all this. And they think they're the female equivalent to this. And this is why everybody laughs at you when you fail miserably.
Why guys half the time want to hang with girls? People in the comments were saying it's like they see us as free therapy sessions in dates. And honestly, it kind of is. And it's also like, yeah, I pulled her. Like, this validates me. Like, they might not even want to have sex. They might actually not even care to take it there. But the
Stop it. Y'all quit playing.
Fact that they've, like, ticked off a little, like, it's like a little dopamine hit to them. Like, they've pulled a girl. Cool. That's all they actually care about. They don't even care to get to know you. Like, if they're just talking...
There's nothing interesting about you. Okay, let's say he didn't talk her ear off. What was she going to talk about that was so interesting? You know what I mean? If he just sat there and didn't say much, he'd be boring. But you wouldn't put, you know, none of the accountability on yourself that you weren't keeping up a conversation either. You would just say he was boring.
If you leave and you feel like, wow, I know so much about that person, and then you really think, how many questions did they ask me? How much do they know about me? They talked at you. They don't care about you. Find the next one. Thank you and good evening.
They all know the guy who would care about them. They don't want that guy. They have 10 friend zone guys on deck right now begging to take them out. And they would ask all the questions that she wants a man to ask.
And if you were to get a guy who's perfect for you on every level and you knew with 0% chance of him cheating on you. There you go. She just said it.
Yeah. You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street. Have no attachments. Allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.